From Marketplace, I'm Noelle King, and for David Brancaccio. China's central bank has stepped in after the Shanghai Composite Index sank more than 7% for a second day. The bank has cut interest rates. It's also freed up some money to help its slowing economy. Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz is on the line with us from Shanghai. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, Noelle.
The People's Bank of China cut its benchmark lending rate by 0.25% after another terrible day in the Chinese markets. Will that work?
Well, I think it would have worked a heck of a lot better had the central bank done this 3 days ago so that they could have avoided a global ripple effect after China's stock market began to crash yesterday. It would have saved everyone billions of dollars. But for now, I think it'll work in the short term. Wall Street will probably respond positively to this. But in the long term, I really don't think this is the answer for China's economy. This is the fifth time since November that China's central bank has cut this lending rate. If it had worked the first time, they wouldn't have had to keep doing it. So in many ways, this is equal to kicking the can down the road while China's leaders try to figure out what they want to do.
All right, so what do they want to do? The Shanghai exchange is down almost 22% in the last 4 days. What are China's options at this point?
Well, we're already seeing some signs. You know, in addition to the lending cut rate, China's also implementing new rules to raise margin requirements, which would, in theory, help rein in market speculation. You know, that's been a big problem all summer. But, you know, here's China's dilemma. If it keeps cutting interest rates, its currency becomes cheaper and cheaper. And that's always been a sticking point in U.S.-China trade relations because it suddenly makes Chinese exports more affordable and U.S. exports to China more expensive. I can already hear, you know, the U.S. presidential candidates climbing over each other to declare a currency war again. But, you know, in terms of China's failing stock market, I honestly don't think anyone's going to be taking it very seriously for a long time after what's happened this summer, where you've got a crash after crash and China's government bumbling around, not sure what to do. It's not exactly inspiring global confidence in the efforts by the government of China to liberalize its economy.
Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz joining us from Shanghai. Thanks again, Rob.
Thanks, Noelle.